Oh! Thank you. lies and weave them into proof of illicit love. I will hide it where Cassio has his quarters.
This is an outrage.
My boy isn't working.
Faithless to me, faithless to me.
Great and sharp.
An outrage, an outrage.
Put it out of your mind.
You cannot believe to the cross you have nailed me.
When she indulged her passion, from me she stole them. I had no idea, no premonition. I was happy. She elated. Nothing could spoil my joy. I felt no treasure for the flesh when I held her lovely body. And her lips gave no suggestion of burning kisses of passion.
The certainty that you Lovely handkerchief yesterday.
And by the dark feather of the sea,
from my rage and savage vengeance. Soon the flame of hate will leap from my hand. See how it is it?
Arise, my lord. May the sun be my glorious witness. Source of strength and source of life. And mystic universe, to hell I swear allegiance. Heart and hand are his alone, as he calls aloud for vengeance.
Thank you. wanted to crush me with every torment and every nightmare of shame and dishonor. Turn all my triumphs, my trophies of honor, turn them to ashes, turn them to lies. I could have carried with patience the cross of suffering and shame with calm obedience.
Here!
Order!
Otello asks once again for three kisses, as he did in the love scene at the end of the first act, but he doesn't move, slumped against the wall. The only living person in the room is Iago, sitting on a chair, staring expressionlessly. The end of Verdi's Otello, composed to a libretto by Boito from Shakespeare's play, and this new production by David Alden for E&O at the London Coliseum and live here on Radio 3, and a new translation by Tom Phillips. Don't forget, photos on the website, and you can hear this again on the BBC iPlayer for 30 days in HD sound. No curtain call for the chorus, of course, so hugely important in this piece, but not in the last act. Chorusmaster Stephen Harris. But on stage, Montano, Charles Johnston, Lodovico Barnaby Ray, and Rodrigo Dapper in his linen suit, Peter Van Hula. Amelia, Pamela Helen Stephen. And Castiel, Alan Clayton. Now sober, spent quite a lot of the evening drunk or getting drunk. Jonathan Summers, Iago. Grinning broadly. The nicest of men, the nastiest of characters. Desdemona, Mia Crocetto. Lots of Desdemonas already under her belt in the US and elsewhere, but all in Italian. This production is her UK debut. Signalling her thanks to the orchestra in the pit. And Stuart Skelton. His first Otello in this production, I'm sure not the last. He feels very much this is his home house. Big thank you to the orchestra there, of course, after his Peter Grimes and his Florestan in Beethoven's Fidelio. And he clasped the hands of Iago on one side and Desdemona on the other and brings all the principals to the front of the stage. And Lea Crocetto goes to fetch Edward Gardner. Ed Gardner comes to the front of the stage, brings the house band to its feet, the ENO Orchestra. And if you want to hear more from Ed, he's talking to Tom Service on Music Matters next Saturday lunchtime at 12:15 here on Radio 3. We're live tonight here at the London Coliseum. Shakespeare, Boito, Verdi, magnificent triumvirate. This late masterpiece of Verdi's at heart about the irreversibility of the loss of innocence, I suppose, not just of the characters in the drama of Otello, but perhaps also Italian opera in the late 19th century, a work of an immense capacity to move us, as I'm sure it has the audience here tonight at the London Coliseum. Time now, though, to return to reality, for me to hand you on to Broadcasting House, where John Shea is waiting to host the rest of your Radio 3 evening. John.